The federal government is being urged to tread carefully after criticising China's foreign aid to Pacific nations. Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, has accused China of funding useless infrastructure projects. But Professor Stephen Howes says Australia's foreign aid program isn't perfect either. The director of the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University, he believes the minister's comments could harm our relationships with Pacific nations too. He's speaking here with our political reporter, Stephanie Boris.
Well, I think she's certainly expressing legitimate concerns around sustainability and the debt burden. But I think you have to put those concerns into a much broader context. We actually did a study of the effectiveness of Chinese aid to the Pacific. We looked at four countries, Samoa, Cook Islands, Tonga and Vanuatu. And we actually found in two of those countries, Samoa and Cook Islands, the aid actually worked pretty well and delivered good outcomes. Whereas in the other two, Tonga and Vanuatu, it was less successful. And the difference we found is that the main determinant of the quality of foreign aid is not the country giving the aid, but the quality of the recipient government.
So in that case then, with the problems with Tonga and Vanuatu, could China have done something differently or assisted more, or is it up to the governments there in those countries receiving the money to handle it better?
I'm sure both sides could have done better, but that also raises another really important point, that when you're criticising Chinese aid, you're also criticising implicitly the governments receiving that aid. And so if you're making a blanket statement about the Pacific, you're criticising all the Pacific governments, because there's nothing forcing these governments to receive aid, right? It's a voluntary choice they're making. And I think you're also, you know, opening yourself up to a sort of sledging match and to the possibility of accusations going the other way, you know, because it's not that our aid is flawless. A lot of Pacific Island countries think that we focus too much on governance, we spend too much on training and on workshops. So we just need to be careful that we're not putting ourselves offside and getting into a slanging match, you know, not only with the Chinese government, but also with the Pacific Islands themselves.
So do you think the minister's comments could harm the relationship between China and Australia, or even then Australia and one of the Pacific nation countries?
I think it could lead to counter-accusations and a kind of listing of the problems with Australian aid. And, you know, perhaps that might be healthy, but perhaps it would be better if it was done more in a mutual discussion of how we can improve aid rather than in this unilateral way.
Talking about problems with Australian aid then, we've heard from Labor today and they say Australia's foreign aid has been reducing under the coalition government, and that's in fact why Pacific nations are looking to China for help. The government doesn't agree. Where does the truth lie in this?
Yeah, I think there, to be fair to the coalition, although they have cut aid hugely, I mean the largest cuts ever to foreign aid in real terms by about a third, they have largely ring-fenced the Pacific. So I think the concerns around Australian aid in the Pacific are not really about volume, but they're around its nature, its quality. There are areas where we can improve. And Chinese aid, you know, for all its faults and problems, with its focus on infrastructure, is seen as complementing Australian aid, you know, rather than substituting for it.
Professor Stephen Howes, who's the director of the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University, speaking with Stephanie Boris.